Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in three requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through Geico. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Universal and DreamWorks Animation's canine crime adventure Dogman snipped and scratched its way to number one at the domestic box office for the second consecutive weekend. Meanwhile, two newcomers, Universal Action comedy Love Hurts and Sony's gory slasher Hard Eyes, mostly settled for scraps in this quiet Super Bowl stretch. Dogman, a family film about a police officer who becomes surgically fused to his faithful pup after getting injured on the job, collected $13.7 million from a little less than 4,000 North American theaters over the weekend. Those ticket sales, down 62% from its $36 million debut, were behind the second weekend projections of $19 million to $22 million. So far, Dogman has grossed $54.1 million domestically and $66 million globally against its $40 million budget. Audience scores have been stellar, says Jim Orr, Universal President of Domestic Distribution. Fingers crossed for a great run like we've seen on DreamWorks titles, which he's referring to the major titles of The Wild Robot, Kung Fu Panda 4, as well as 2022's Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. Up next, Universal and DreamWorks have their live-action How to Train Your Dragon on June 13th. Hard Eyes leads the way in terms of new releases with $8.5 million from 3,102 cinemas. The R-rated film, fully financed and produced by Screenbacker's Spyglass Media Group, cost a modest $18 million. Reviews were surprisingly killer for a slasher, though audience reactions were more in line with the genre. Hard Eyes earned an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes and a B- grade on CinemaScore for moviegoers. Directed by Josh Rubin, starring Olivia Holt and Mason Gooding, Hard Eyes follows an infamous mass murderer known as the Hard Eyes Killer, whose modus operandi is slaying couples on Valentine's Day. Love Hurts, led by Oscar winner Kwee Kwon and Ariana DeBoer, debuted in third place with $5.8 million from 3,055 venues. Neither critics nor ticket buyers liked the film, which held a dismal 19% on Rotten Tomatoes and landed a C-plus grade on CinemaScore. While that reception doesn't bode well for word of mouth, Love Hurts carries an $18 million price tag, so any theatrical losses won't be as painful as reviews. One critic wrote, "Love hurts. It hurts to look at, it hurts to sit through," and that was even the harshest of critiques. Stunt coordinator, whose credits include such action blockbusters as Black Panther, The Avengers, and John Wick, directed the R-rated film in his feature debut. Juan stars as a mild-mannered realtor whose past as a violent hitman comes back to haunt him after he finds out his Left 4 Dead former partner in crime is very much alive. Love Hurts is very charming, Orr says, and we certainly hope the great action will draw audiences. Another noteworthy release, Becoming Led Zeppelin, a Sony Pictures classic documentary that chronicles the origins and meteoric rise of the iconic English rock band, powered to the number 7 spot with an impressive $2.6 million on just 369 IMAX screens. The film had the strongest turnout on the coast, as well as markets like Toronto, Cleveland, St. Louis, and Dallas. Becoming Led Zeppelin, along with the Talking Heads classic Stop Making Sense and Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour, points to the growing popularity of theatrical concert films. The Super Bowl, while great for TV ratings, rarely, if ever, coincides with championship-worthy box office ticket sales. This wasn't the slowest Super Bowl weekend on record. That distinction remains with 2024's haul of $38.9 million, led by Argyle and Lisa Frankenstein. Yet overall revenues topped out at $54.4 million, according to ComScore, hardly enough to prompt an end zone celebration. That's because turnout around the big game is far behind pre-pandemic times. By comparison, Super Bowl weekend brought back $84 million in 2020 and $75 million in 2019. Elsewhere on domestic box office charts, Disney's Fosses added another $3.9 million in its eighth weekend of release. The photorealistic prequel, which opened around Christmas, has generated $235.2 million in North America and $671 million globally to date. Warner Brother and New Line's satirical sci-fi thriller Companion rounded out the top five with $3 million from 3,200 theaters. Despite excellent reviews and audience scores, ticket sales collapsed by a massive 68% from its debut. So far, Companion has earned $15.4 million domestically and $26.7 million globally. Let me know your thoughts on the films that have been released this week in theaters, and if you have seen any of them, let me know your thoughts. And now on to our next topic. Oscar winner Kaiwi Kwan, apologies for probably butchering his name, trying my best, has said that Love Hurts is going to be his last action movie. His comeback and Everything Everywhere All at Once propelled him to the lead role in Love Hurts. And like we mentioned, Love Hurts follows his character as he navigates his violent past and ends up taking on his brother. Two actors have won the hearts of audiences, quite like Kaiwi Kwan, a fairy tale story of a young actor beloved by a generation who became the behind-the-scenes model for so many of our favorite, most memorable action sequences as a fight choreographer. Then, with his tear-inducing, heart-pumping big-screen comeback with Everything Everywhere All at Once, he stole the award season narrative, bagging himself Oscar gold. Now Kwan is number one on the call sheet, carrying his new film as the lead, monster action debut, Love Hurts. Love Hurts follows Kwan's Marvin Gabler, a successful realtor whose violent past comes back with a vengeance after being visited by his former partner Cliff. Played by Sean Astin, Marvin is informed by his brother Knuckles is coming to hunt him down. Now Marvin's experience as a hitman must save his entire world. The movie co-stars fellow Oscar winner Ariana DeBose and former NFL player turned actor Marshawn Lynch. Collider Collider's Steve Weintraub sat down with Kwan to talk about all the things about this movie. They discuss the extensive history of fight choreography, the truth behind the possible Goonies sequel, his upcoming roles in Electric State and Zootopia 2, and if that Oscar win was all a dream. Kwan mentioned that his Oscar is actually on display at the Academy Museum. After he first got it, it was at his home, then it was at his office, and then he sent it back to the Academy Museum. And then, of course, if you always see Kwan, he's always taking selfies with different actors and whatnot. And he told the Collider that probably his most favorite selfie would be reuniting with the Jones family. And, of course, Martin Scorsese. And then he discussed about hearing in Loki, his performance, and what his reaction was. And Kwan was saying when he got the call from Feige offering the role, he was excited because he loved that universe. He loved when season one came out. He's a big fan, being able to be on the set with Tom Hiddleston, Owen Wilson, and to be part of that was kind of incredible. Had a wonderful time making it. What was really surprising was he thought there would be a lot of green screen, but when he arrived on set, it was practical except for the temporal loom. And he was really big on a sequel, saying it's still not off the table. He said, quote, he's spoken to everybody, and especially our head Goonie, Steven Spielberg, who also wants to do one. Everyone's on board, like you just said, because it's such a beloved movie. We want to make sure that we have a really good script that can live up to the original. Honestly, it seems like every few years without fail, there's always a Goonie rumor. Hopefully we can manifest it. Hopefully it will come to pass. I will be the first one there. I would love to revisit Data and, of course, be able to go on another incredible adventure with my fellow Goonies. But before we get there, they have a little Goonies reunion in Love Hurts. And now on to our next topic. The newest Thunderbolts trailer confirms a new Marvel villain hiding in plain sight. The latest trailer, which obviously dropped during the Super Bowl, gives us a glimpse of Marvel's next big bad, The Void. There's already been a lot of questions surrounding Marvel's latest team movie, Thunderbolts. Are these guys the new Avengers? What's with the asterisks? Who's Bob? The latest trailer for the Thunderbolts resolves one of the biggest questions, even if the answer isn't obvious. Throughout the trailer, we see a dark caped figure flying in the sky, zapping people and leaving behind shadowy dust. And that is The Void, arch enemy to the Sentry, aka Bob. The Void is the Sentry, aka Bob. They're the same person. Created by Paul Jenkins, Jay Lee, and Rick Veitch, the Sentry, The Void, and Bob all debuted in the Sentry miniseries Marvel published back in 2000. The series follows a troubled man named Robert Reynolds, who has a premonition about the return of the Void, seeks the help of Marvel's heroes to find the Sentry, the one person who can stop the villain. However, no one remembers the Sentry, no one except the Hulk, who has fond memories of the Golden Man. Robert slowly discovers that the Sentry was a Superman-like figure whose presence changed things for the better for Marvel's heroes. Presented in an art style that mirrored Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko, complete with Stan Lee-style captions, the issues showed Sentry helping Peter Parker win a Pulitzer and get
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
In fact, as a photographer and helping the Hulk channel his anger, he uses strength to help others. When the Marvel Universe forgot the Sentry, the heroes became the tragic figures we know now. The monstrous Thing, the rampaging Hulk, the hard luck Spider-Man, the feared and hated X-Men. Why did everyone forget the Sentry? Because the Sentry had an evil second personality, the Void. For everything good that the Sentry accomplishes, the Void is something evil, creating a balance of suffering. But while Marvel's heroes benefited from the Sentry's actions, others suffered. Therefore, they and Robert decided to sacrifice their better lives by wiping everyone's memories, not unlike what Doctor Strange does with Peter Parker in Spider-Man No Way Home. Everyone forgets that the Sentry or the Void existed, including Robert, who lives a normal life as Bob. Thunderbolts appears to take a slightly different approach to the same material. As seen in earlier trailers, the team finds Bob, played by Lewis Pullman, in a cage in a warehouse, a scared and confused man who doesn't understand why he's there. This suggests that instead of putting Robert back out into the world with his mind erased, S.H.I.E.L.D. and or the U.S. government hid him in a facility. When the Thunderbolts break Bob out, they also inadvertently unleash the Void. Or is it inadvertent? Is Contessa Valentina Allegra de la Fontaine using the Void to manufacture an Avengers-level threat for Thunderbolts to solve, thus positioning them as the new Dark Avengers? I guess we'll have to wait until Thunderbolts hits theaters to get all our answers questioned. And of course, Thunderbolts arrives in theaters on May 2nd, 2025. Let me know your thoughts on Thunderbolts. Are you going to watch it or are you going to pass on it? And now, on to our next topic. There's a new rumor claiming that the Saw franchise may be in serious trouble. Jigsaw may have set his last trap as the Saw franchise finds itself in trouble amid the delayed release of the next sequel, Saw 11. A new report by Scream Magazine claims that according to a reliable source, the 11th Saw movie has come across several problems, including issues behind the scenes with the studio, Lionsgate, and problems with returning star Tobin Bell. Saw 11 was initially given a release date of September 27, 2024, but then was pushed back to September 26, 2025, with Bell later confirmed to return as the infamous serial killer John Kramer. The source tells Scream Magazine that it looks highly unlikely that Saw 11 will meet its new September 2025 release date. It has been hinted that there are significant problems behind the scenes, and unless something major changes, Saw 11 won't be coming next fall. The issues at Lionsgate are likely due to the studio's current financial losses, with the likes of such major projects as Megalopolis, The Crow, and Borderlands bombing at the box office last year. While a possible crisis in their finances is currently unconfirmed as a reason for the worries, it could result in Saw 11 facing further delays. Far more concerning are the details surrounding Saw leader Tobin Bell, the actor who first starred as John Kramer, the engineer who decides to use his skills to punish those who deserve it after being given a terminal diagnosis. First movie, back in 2004. Bell is now 81 years old, and the report reveals concerns about whether the actor is still able to lead the franchise with the same captivating vigor. At present, Saw 11 still has a release date of September 2025. However, should these rumors turn out to be true, it's likely that Saw 11 could be pushed back beyond 2025. The last we saw of Saw was in 2023's Saw X. The slasher sequel brings John Kramer back with the 10th installment, exploring the untold chapter of Jigsaw's most personal game. Set between the events of Saw 2, Saw X follows a sick and desperate John who travels to Mexico for a risky and experimental medical procedure in hopes of a miracle cure for his cancer, only to discover the entire operation is a scam to defraud the most vulnerable. Armed with a newfound purpose, John returns to his work, turning the tables on the con artist in his signature visceral way through a series of ingenious and terrifying traps. Aw X was received incredibly well by both audiences and critics alike, and now stands at a certified fresh 81% on Rotten Tomatoes, becoming by far the most critically acclaimed installment in the franchise. Bell's return and performance as John Kramer was widely praised, with the prequel slash sequel grossing a worldwide total of $125 million. And with the recent release of Fantastic Four First Steps teaser trailer, whatever you want to call it, we have a theory that kind of a heartbreaking reason for why we did not see Reed Richards' powers being shown like we did with everybody else. Reed Richards' powers receive an emotional reason for not appearing in the first Fantastic Four First Steps trailer, thanks to a new MCU theory. For the first time in the film's franchise 20 years, the Fantastic Four live-action movies get a new entry crafted by Marvel Studios. Due to that, there is a lot of excitement surrounding the MCU debut of the fan-favorite team from the comics. And all of that was evidenced by the overwhelmingly positive reception to the first trailer to the Fantastic Four First Steps. According to Disney, Marvel's first Fantastic Four movie had one of the MCU's most successful trailers. 202 million views within its first 24 hours of release, across all platforms made. The Fantastic Four First Steps trailer, a huge hit, that has led to the most anticipated of the 2025 MCU movies breaking into the top 10 of all time for trailers in their first 24 hours. Only above Fantastic Four First Steps was Thor: Love and Thunder, Lion King, Avengers: Infinity War, Transformers Rise of the Beast, Superman, Avengers Endgame teaser and trailer, Spider-Man No Way Home, and of course, at the top was Deadpool and Wolverine. The MCU's first Fantastic Four movie trailer raised a few questions. The footage showed a good look at the Fantastic Four's cast, with Pedro Pascal's Reed Richards standing out for a surprising reason. Every Fantastic Four hero had their powers in the trailer, except for Reed Richards. Due to that, fans were excited to see how Marvel Studios would realize them on the big screen. As expected, the first trailer for the MCU's Fantastic Four film featured quite a bit of action, giving the audiences a peek at Fantastic Four's powers. Johnny Storm burst into flames and even flew seemingly outside the Earth's atmosphere. Sue Storm turned invisible and projected force fields. Ben Grimm's The Thing showed his rocky exterior and how fast he could run now. However, Pedro Pascal's Reed Richards did not have his elastic powers shown, even for a single shot in the Fantastic Four. Most of the footage featured Reed in plain clothes, with the character interacting with Sue and other Fantastic Four members. Reed also worked on a long chalkboard that would have made for the perfect use of his powers, showing how he could stretch his arms to cover the whole board, but Marvel chose not to. There are a couple reasons that can explain that decision, and a heartbreaking MCU theory offers a possible dark answer. A new Fantastic Four First Steps theory explains why Reed Richards did not use his power in the movie's first trailer, with the reason being that he is simply too guilty to do so. As the leader of their group and one of the smartest people alive, Reed could be blaming himself for not having prevented the accident that gave the team their powers. A few moments from the MCU trailer connect to the theory. Reed looks worried as he holds Sue in space, and he can be seen stressing as he works out a problem on a chalkboard. Added to the fact that Reed's powers were nowhere to be seen, and that the trailer teased how at least the Thing looks sad about his current situation, Mr. Fantastic could take it upon himself to make things as they were, which is why he refuses to use his powers. According to the theory, Pedro Pascal's Marvel character would finally embrace his abilities towards the end of the movie, when Galactus and the Silver Surfer arrive. Reed does not see an exit besides using his powers as Mr. Fantastic to help save the world alongside his family. There's one other possible reason his powers were missing in the First Steps trailer. A story reason, like Reed Richards feeling guilty, might not be the cause behind why his powers were not shown in the first trailer. There could be an explanation rooted in a more practical aspect for Marvel Studios, as the CGI for Reed Richards' powers might simply not be polished enough for the audience to see. Out of all members of the Fantastic Four, Reed's powers are the most intricate. Hard to get that elongated look right without making it look uncanny, which could have demanded more time for Marvel to perfect. While the Thing's design in the MCU is pitch perfect, there were a couple shots of the character in the trailer where his CGI looked off. Given how they are still 5 months before the film's release, Marvel can polish it so the Thing looks great, and the same could go for Reed Richards' powers. There is also the chance that Marvel wanted to leave a surprise for the film's first full trailer. After all, the footage from the First Steps trailer was only a teaser, so a more in-depth look will come in the future. And that is all we're covering for today. Let me know your thoughts on the topics we covered in the comments section below. And if there's anything we missed, let me know, or anything we should have covered. Now, of course, give me a thumbs up if you like your video. Hit that subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see you next time.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.